Welcome to Reviews and Opinions by Val, where I talk about movies, celebrities, social events, and whatever situations we want to discuss. Tune in every Wednesday to hear what I'm discussing and invite your friends and family to listen. Today is April the 17th, 2024. We will be discussing the South Carolina versus Iowa game for the WNBA with the 87-75 final. It was a fitting end to a perfect season. South Carolina became the 10th undefeated champion in women's college basketball history on Sunday, defeating Iowa 87-75. This is the Gamecocks' third national title and their second in the last three seasons, and it comes after Dawn Staley lost all five starters from last season's squad. Off the bench, Tessa Johnson led the Gamecocks with 19 points, but the MVP was Camila Cardoso, who scored 15 points and had 17 rebounds. Tahina Paupao had 14 points, and Chloe Kitt had 11. South Carolina became the fifth Division I program to complete an undefeated season, 30-0, joining UConn six-time Baylor, 2011-2012, Tennessee, 1997-98, and Texas, 1985-86. Clark's historic college career comes to a close with a national title. And yet, she's treated like her team won the championship. Okay, so Dawn Staley shares a Beyonce letter to the South Carolina basketball team after the national championship. Now, Beyonce is one of the biggest fans in the world, primarily known on social media as Beehive. The singer from Houston can take time from her career to become a fan of the WNBA. On Wednesday, South Carolina women's basketball coach Dawn Staley shared a letter and gifts she received from Beyonce following the program's undefeated season and 2024 NCAA Tournament National Championship. Staley became the first black coach to lead a team to an undefeated season in Division I college basketball when the Gamecocks defeated Iowa in the national championship game. And they still are not treated like the champions. To Coach Staley and the entire South Carolina Gamecocks, me and my family watched your games and cheered you on through the entire season. I am so proud of you all, my love. Beyonce wrote in her letter, as read by Staley on her Twitter account. After reading the letter, Staley motioned for someone in the background to hit it, at which point the song Texas Hold'em from Beyonce's new album, Cowboy Carter, started playing. Staley went on to thank Beyonce, her husband Jay-Z, a.k.a. Sean Carter, and their kids, Blue Ivy, Sir, and Rumi. And Staley said, that's B and her family, as she said with her excitement. Okay, so South Carolina wins the 2024 NCAA Women's Championship. The South Carolina Gamecocks are national champions once again. South Carolina has now secured three national championship games and lost none, all under head coach Dawn Staley. Freshman Tessa Johnson and senior Camila Cardoso led the team to victory, securing 19 and 15 points respectively. Cardoso also racked up 17 rebounds and was named the tournament's most outstanding player. The Gamecocks' exciting victory was also a devastating blow to the Hawkeyes and to Caitlin Clark, ending the 22-year-old guard's college career without a championship title. While accepting the trophy with the Gamecocks, Coach Staley congratulated the Hawkeyes on their incredible season and called out Caitlin Clark specifically. I want to personally thank Caitlin Clark for lifting up our sport, she said. She carried a heavy load for our sport. And it's not just going to stop here on the collegiate tour, but when she is number one pick in the WNBA draft, she's going to lift that league up as well. So, Caitlin Clark, if you're out there, you are one of the GOAT of our game, and we appreciate you, the coach finished. Both Cardoso and Clark's basketball careers are far from over, as both players are projected as top five picks in this year's WNBA draft. Even in the draft, they were treated as if they didn't win the championship. Gamecock forward Camilla Cardoso was selected third overall by Chicago Sky in Monday's draft, only spot behind Iowa's Caitlin Clark and Stanford's Cameron Brink. Really? Cardoso led South Carolina to an undefeated season with a national championship win over Iowa last season, averaging a team high of 14.4 points with 9.7 rebounds and 2.7 blocks per game. She was also named the Final Four's most outstanding player. And still, they are not treated like the champion. All right, so Chicago Sky WNBA draft pick 2024, Carmelo Cardoso, Angela Reese among the selections. Round one, number three overall, Camilla Cardoso, center, South Carolina. Cardoso's stock is higher after a strong run in the NCAA tournament, including 15 points, 17 rebounds, and 3 blocks in the national championship game. She earned tournament's most outstanding player honors after South Carolina's run to another title. She's a force on the defensive end and is improving on the offensive as a post scorer. And still, they are not treated like the champion. Why was she number three? Okay, round one. Seven from Minnesota Lynx, Angela Reese, forward, LSU. Reese, who led the Lady Tigers to last year's NCAA title and was named the tournament's most outstanding player, was first team All-American this season, averaging 18.6 points and 13.4 rebounds per game. She averaged 20.9 points and 14.4 rebounds in for the Tigers over her last two seasons and would likely continue as a walking double-double in the WNBA. And still, they are not treated like champions. Caitlin Clark went on to SNLA Weekend Update skit. So do the champions get to go on SNLA now? This is such BS. You know who they are. Say, we make everything about race. Because they make it about race. By mistreating the champions of color. I'm really pissed off that they're being treated this way. So, Don Staley had an interview with Gail. Gail, don't make me mad. Gail King slammed after admitting to Don Staley she was rooting for Caitlin Clark in Iowa over South Carolina. Black Twitter is furious with Gail King after she implied during an interview with Coach Don Staley that she was rooting for Iowa and a scoring phenomenon, Caitlin Clark, to win the NCAA Women's Basketball Championship game on April the 7th. During a CBS Morning post-championship interview the day after South Carolina's 87-75 victory in the title game, King interviewed the Philly native and said, "I'm happy for you guys, Coach Staley. The game was such a good game. It was so close at times that in the end, you guys pulled it out." She then asked, "Was there ever a point in the game when you were worried? Because I got worried. We were all cheering for Iowa, of course, and Caitlin Clark. But for so many people, you got their heart." Staley responded, "I was never worried during the game," before explaining the team's strategy to come back from being 10-0. Staley caught wind of a post at a later date, and she said, "I was sleeping deprived," and she missed that. She said, "Oh well, keep your storyline, but add a few seconds to tell people who really won the championship." Others could not help but chime in, explaining that Staley and her team were the people's champs and the king did not speak for them. Now, Samuel Jackson criticized the media coverage of Caitlin Clark during the national championship. He criticized the media coverage surrounding Caitlin Clark during the national championship. The South Carolina Gamecocks clinched the victory against the Iowa team, with Tessa Johnson leading the Gamecocks and Clark showing emotions for her final collegiate game. While Caitlin Clark received extensive media coverage, Jackson was critical of ESPN's podcast commentary and ABC's broadcast for focusing too much on Clark rather than the winning team. Despite the criticism, Jackson commended South Carolina's victory, acknowledging the historical significance and paying tribute to Pearl Moore. The post-game show's abrupt cutoff frustrated the viewers because normally they would show everything in a post-game. And still, they are not treated like champions. So Good Morning America's anchor, Robin Roberts, interviewed Coach Don Staley day after the game. Robin said that she's known Don for a long time, and she said her reaction after the win was so emotional that she asked Don what was going on in her mind during that time. Don stated she did a lot of praying, and we're not supposed to worry when you pray, but when she won, she said it was just overflowing because God had answered her prayer. She said there was nothing she could do to release it except cry and thanking the Lord for the win. Don said she couldn't help but thank God because he has given her uncommon favor. She stated at the beginning of the season, they asked her to give them three words about the team, and she said, expect the unexpected. They were down by double digits in the first quarter, and then they won by double digits. Robin stated she did the math, 109 wins and only three losses in the last three seasons. So let's talk about Coach Dawn Staley's wardrobe. That girl, every game, she is like so sharp. And it's still game gear, but the way she wears it. And they call her Louis Vuitton Dawn. The outfit that she had on at the championship cost more than $9,000, and it was a Louis Vuitton outfit. She always looks fresh when she walks on the court. The national championship game was no exception. Her Louis Vuitton trainers and beige sell for anywhere between $1,800 and $4,800 on StockX. I do not know what Staley paid for them originally or whether she had to pay for them at all. Maybe they were a gift. You know how that works. They would give stars and people that wear their gear free gear to wear so that it's publicized. So I'm sure the outfit she had on may have been given to her by Louis Vuitton so that everyone else would look at it and want to purchase it. You know, that's good marketing. I get it. So putting reality aside, let's put the difference in cost and do the math. The jacket was $5,365. The pants were $1,250. The shoes were $3,300 for a total of $9,915. Dawn Staley had nearly $10,000 of Louis Vuitton on her while coaching the undefeated Gamecocks, in the national championship. That's a flex. It would be hard to argue that there is another coach in college basketball, men or women, who is well-dressed and swagged out as she is. There are not even a few coaches, if any, who even rock Louis Vuitton. So as they went to the WNBA draft, they all went in style. Some were dressed like ladies. You know, they even had on pantsuits, but everybody was dressed just really, really sharp. So a security guard's reaction to Angel Reese's dress at the WNBA draft went viral. She wore a stunning deep-cut dress at 2024 draft. The former Louisiana State University and hopeful WNBA star Angel Reese showed up to the 2024 WNBA draft in style as the 21-year-old wore a deep-cut silver dress that came complete with a headdress. Reese, one of the most popular players in all of the college sports,
She has over 3 million followers on Instagram and was featured in the 2023 Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. She is currently projected by ESPN to be selected as number 8 overall by the Chicago Sky in the 2024 WNBA Draft, which begins on Monday, April 15th at 7:30 p.m., which is, you know, this past Monday. So Reese is a 6'3" forward from Maryland, and Clark, 6'0" guard from Iowa, memorably met in the championship game as of the 2023 Women's NCAA Tournament, which saw Reese famously trash-talk Clark in the title game, which LSU won by a score of 102-85. While Clark racked up 30 points in the game, the Tigers, led by Reese's 15 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists, were able to advance. It's about time fashion stopped sleeping on women's basketball. Promising and stylish, players graced the WNBA draft orange carpet, painted in the league's signature hue. Angel Reese, picked up by the Chicago Sky team, arrived in a glittery glory, courtesy of the shimmery hooded dress by Bronx and Banco. Another new Sky member, Pamela Cardoso, became the woman in red in a classic pantsuit. Then there was the draft number 1 pick, Caitlin Clark, who was snapped up by the Indiana Fever and dressed in head-to-toe Prada for the occasion. Clark's Prada moment not only looked really good, but it also made history. It was the luxury house's first time dressing an NBA or WNBA player for the draft ever. Perhaps Clark's first fashion deal is closer than we thought. There were plenty of other style moments there to quench fashion folks' thirst. From Paige Bucker's all-white Louis Vuitton flex, Virgil Abloh's Nike Air Force One collab on foot, to Rekia Jackson, who gave us two equally stunning looks for one draft. Oh, and I can't forget Nikia Moll's exceptional accessories, her custom Gabby Alon grill, and Gentle Monster X Muggler Sunny. So let's talk about the draft. So the 2024 WNBA draft order is as follows. Number 1, Indiana Fever. Number 2, Los Angeles Sparks. Number 3, Chicago Sky. Number 4, Los Angeles Sparks from Seattle. Number 5, Dallas Wings from Chicago. Number 6, Washington Mystics. And number 7, Minnesota Lynx. And number 8, Chicago Sky from Atlanta via Los Angeles. So here's a list of each selection made in the draft. The first round, Indiana Fever, Caitlin Clark, D. Iowa. Los Angeles Sparks, Cameron Brink, F. Stanford. Chicago Sky, Camilla Cardoso, C. South Carolina. Los Angeles Sparks, Rekia Jackson, F. Tennessee. Dallas Wings, J.C. Shelton, D. Guard, Ohio State. Washington Mystics, Aaliyah Edwards, forward, UConn. Chicago Sky, Angel Reese, F. LSU. Minnesota Lynx, Alyssa Pilley, F. Utah. Dallas Wings, Carla Leach, G. France. Connecticut Sun, Lila LaCan, G. France. New York Liberty, Markeisha Davis, F. Ole Miss. Atlanta Dream, Nayavu Pooch, F. Australia. For the second round, Chicago Sky, Brayna Maxwell, D. Gonzaga. Seattle Storm, Nika Mull, D. UConn. Indiana Fever, Celeste Taylor, D. Ohio State. Las Vegas Aces, Daisha Fair, G. Syracuse. New York Liberty, Esmerie Martinez, F. Arizona. Las Vegas Aces, Kate Martin, G. Iowa. Connecticut Sun, Tiana Jackson, C. Kansas. Atlanta Dream, Isabel Borlase, G. Australia. Washington Mystics, Kaylin Truong, G. Gonzaga. Connecticut Sun, Helena Pio, D. Arizona. New York Liberty, Jessica Carter, D. Mississippi State. Las Vegas Aces, Elizabeth Pitley, C.
Virginia Tech.
Third round, Venus Mercury. Charisma Osborne, D, UCLA. Seattle Storm, Mackenzie Holmes, F, Indiana. Indiana Fever, Leilani Correa, D, Florida. Los Angeles Sparks, Mackenzie Forbes, F, USC. Phoenix Mercury, Dash Shelley, D, Nebraska. Washington Mystics, Nesta Pleasant, D, Belgium. Minnesota Lynx, T.T. Jefferson, D, Louisville. Atlanta Dream, Matilda Villa, D, Italy. Dallas Wings, Ashley Owusu, D, Penn State. Connecticut Sun, Abby Sue, D, Columbia. New York Liberty, Caitlin Davis, F, USC. Las Vegas Aces, Angel Jackson, C, Jackson State. In the 2024 WNBA Draft, the top four picks will make a year one base salary of $76,535, which will grow slightly in year two and again in year three. The remaining players selected in the top 10 will each make north of $70,000 in their first season in the WNBA. Caitlin Clark, who was taken number one overall by the Indiana Fever, is set to make $76,535 in her rookie year and $3,038,056 over the next four seasons. And still, they are not treated like champions. It's worth noting that financial realities of the WNBA currently limit player salaries compared to the NBA, where top draft picks can earn significantly more. For instance, Victor Wembanyama, the number one pick in the 2023 NBA draft, will make $55.1 million over 4 years. Despite the immense popularity during her college career, Clark's NCAA success doesn't significantly impact her rookie salary due to the current financial landscape of the WNBA. However, she has opportunities such as WNBA's player marketing agreement and endorsement deals to supplement her income. In addition to their salaries, WNBA players enjoy several other benefits that contribute to their overall well-being and professional growth. They get health care and insurance coverage, then receive comprehensive health insurance coverage, including medical, dental, and vision. Retirement plans. The league provides retirement plans for players, allowing them to save for their future beyond their playing careers. Travel and accommodations. While traveling for games, players receive accommodations at quality hotels. Player development programs. The WNBA invests in player development programs, including mentorship, career counseling, and educational opportunities. Marketing and endorsement opportunities. WNBA players have the chance to participate in marketing campaigns, endorsements, and promotional events. Community engagement. The league encourages players to engage with their communities through outreach programs, charity work, and social initiatives. Players often participate in community service events and use their platform to advocate for important causes. Access to training facilities. WNBA players have access to state-of-the-art training facilities, including gyms, weight rooms, and recovery centers. Players Association. The Women's National Basketball Players Association represents the interests of the WNBA players. It negotiates collective bargaining agreements, advocates for fair treatment, and provides legal support when needed. International opportunities. Many WNBA players also compete in international leagues during the offseason. These opportunities allow them to gain experience, earn additional income, and expand their global fan base. League initiatives. The WNBA supports various initiatives such as mental health awareness, diversity and inclusion, and social justice advocacy. Players can actively participate in these efforts and make positive impact. Now remember that while the financial compensation in the WNBA may not match that of the NBA, the league continues to evolve and players contribute significantly to its growth and success. In comparison to their male counterparts, women in sports are overlooked in several categories, including pay and brand deals. There's still much work to be done, and the industry is slowly but finally waking up to the league's potential, it seems. This podcast is brought to you by African American Specials, a design company for t-shirts, coffee mugs, hats, tank tops, and totes. They can customize any garment you want as well as design the artwork. The store is https://AfricanAmericanSpecials.com/products/ or email aaspecials@currently.com. Stay safe and stay woke.